Boy, it really picked up the rain, didn't it? It's really raining now. When you came in just a second ago, Grace, was it just started to rain, you said?
Just started.
Okay. Grace Allen is here. She wants to be your alder person. Which one do you prefer? Doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, alder. It's easy to remember. The fewer the letters, the better I am. Alder in the 9th District. Now, the reason she is running is Terry McCarthy just retired, and the seat was open, and you're one of two people vying for that. And I got to ask you, and I ask all people when they're running for election, why do you want to do it? I mean, the 50% of the people are not going to like anything you do. It's just that's the way it is in the world. Half the people don't like your decision. They don't like your face. They don't like, anything about you. Why would you do that?
I know you'll think it's crazy, but my first answer is, I love this. I really do. I love everything about civic engagement and finding solutions and working with people to get to a goal. And so this opportunity to do that with the leaders that we have in Racine and trying to create a future and a presence that is working for us right now, that is motivating for me, and listening to my neighbors and listening to people in Racine and have them share their stories and their experiences and their wants and be able to translate that to a committee of people and having us work together to create this space for our people that live here. That's what I like.
Grace Allen, have you ever held public office before?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, I currently serve on the Racine Unified School Board.
Okay. Oh, that's a tough one to talk about. 60% of the people aren't going to like your decision.
You are 100% right with that.
No matter what you do, they're not going to like your decision. Give us a little background so we get to know you. That's why I like to bring the candidates in because, people are interesting. They have interesting backgrounds, where they started. Where were you born?
I am from California.
Okay, wow. Yes. You came to the snow belt, huh?
Crazy, right? None of these answers are going to make sense.
Okay.
No, I'm from California.
Whereabouts?
I was raised in Albany, California, 1 square mile in the Bay Area.
Oh, that's a nice area. Okay, good.
Yes, right next to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Okay. Where I spent a lot of my time.
Okay, so born in California, how'd you wind up in Wisconsin? It's a long drive.
Another ridiculous answer here is coming. No, actually, I was in a different line of work, and so was my my ex-husband. And I met him in California, and then we began working together, actually. And my father gave the approval for me to come to Chicago, and here I am.
That's it. That's a short answer.
Long story short, yes.
So what have you done? Now, I know you said you were on the school board,
mm-hmm.
but I've heard before we went on the air, you've had an interesting life. Why don't you give us a little bit of the life story?
Okay, so...
Because you were in the entertainment business, you said.
Well, I was. I was a talent, and that's actually how I met my ex-husband. It wasn't something, a pathway that my father would have agreed on and chosen. So we snuck. My aunt snuck and taught me, how to do things behind a camera.
Oh, this is what I want to know, the mm-hmm. sneaky part. That's who fills
yeah.
in on this.
Well, okay, I would do things like, for instance, and these are going to sound so fantastic, but I promise you they're true. My cousin was in a group called Radiance, and Prince mentored the group, right? So we would sneak and hang out at Sheila E.'s house, right? And at Sheila E.'s
Sheila E., the drummer?
Yes, okay. And at the club. And we would sneak and go to, studio practices and say, this is the only time I've ever lied to my father, but my aunt and everybody else knew where I was, And so she would drop us off over there or, we'd listen to the studio recordings and things. I had the most fantastic teenage life that you can imagine, And that's what got me hooked, going in and doing producing. And then I came all the way to Chicago and I got married with permission, right? And then I started working at the New Regal Theater in Chicago, and I was the marketing director and talent coordinator at that theater, and did a lot of things with Coca-Cola as a brand, and created a lot of marketing initiatives in the city of Chicago. Got to meet a lot of people, worked to do a lot of impactful things as well. I did work with the union in Chicago, meaning that we brought the play Serafina, which was the
Serafina.
Yes. Yeah. And I was able to help coordinate, you know, what that looked like. And not only that, we were able to bring a new generation and make the union a little bit more diverse. So that was when we had women and different ethnicities join the union in Chicago for the Theatrical Stagehands Union.
Okay. Yeah. Quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the issues.
Yes.
Facing the people of Racine in your district and all across the city of Racine as we listen to the thunder in the... Wow, that's loud, that thunder, huh?
Yes, it is.
It's loud.
I'm looking around to see...
It's not going to leak. Although it did years ago. I'll tell you that story later on. All right, coming up, we've got some more conversation with Grace Allen. She is in the 9th District. She wants to be your alderperson in the 9th District. The election is April 1st, this Tuesday. Bad day to have an election. April Fool's Day.
Crazy, right?
I know, just that worked out like that. My guest is Grace Allen. And your middle initial is C. I wonder if that was done on purpose, that you'd be Gracie Allen, like from Burns and Allen.
It worked out.
It worked out, yeah. Gracie Allen. So Grace Allen is running for the alder position in the 9th district on April 1st. She wants your vote. What problems do we have? I thought it's a wonderful life out here in Racine, but there are, you know, people have problems. I don't particularly have any, but a lot of people do. Let's talk about some of the issues. And I know some of the things you're looking at, public safety, the rising cost of rent, and we have two referendums on the ballot. Let's talk about the problems that we're facing here and what you're going to do about them.
Oh, you know, it'd be so great if we could just wake up tomorrow and be in a space that was comfortable for everyone. But we are actually in a space where it requires that we work together to come to solutions. You know, that's the goal. What do we do for public safety? I shared in a different conversation that, you know, my dad was a police officer, and I had an opportunity to live up close to what that kind of experience is for, you know, people that are in that field of work and what it requires for them to be on the front line. But I also had the experience of, we weren't policed. We were supported. You know, you have your laws that you have to live by. But the officers, to me, were always people that you could approach. Right. And they were a living part of your community, and you worked together. I think that where we are in Racine, that is an approach that we need to consider.
When I was in school on career day, they said, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be a police officer, a stock car driver, or be on the radio. I don't know what happened. Or an ice cream man. I wanted to be a good humor man, too. Somehow I wound up here. But a good friend of mine, David Surrett, his dad was a police officer, and he actually gave me a police hat to wear on career day. And I said, this is what I want to be. I wound up in radio.
You were so comfortable with that, right? You knew that that person is someone that you could go to, you know, if you needed something, but you also knew that was someone that was going to protect you if something, you know, happened, if there was an emergency.
I still do. What do you mean used to?
Same here. When I moved to Chicago, I could not figure my way around Chicago at all. And it was nothing for me to ask an officer and say, hey, you know, I don't know where I'm going. I see the exit over there. I just don't know how to navigate. That was for a Lakeshore Drive and mm-hmm. all that. And they literally would take me. You know, they say, hey, follow me and I'll show you where to go. I want our children, because that's where I start from, you know, what our children are experiencing. And I want our children to know that our officers are there for them to protect and to serve, not to police, right? And so we need a community experience when it comes to public safety, because it's there, it's part of us, but we need to kind of make it work for us in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming.
Now we have two referenda. That sound right to you?
We'll go with it.
They didn't teach me that in grammar school. They say, here's a word that's going to come in helpful to you in about 40 years. Referenda. Learn it now. Okay, we have two of them. One to deal with the fire personnel and the other to do with the school district.
Correct.
Let's talk about the fire first. They want to add more personnel in the fire department, right?
Well, we want to be able to maintain and even excel the level, the standard that we are at right now in Racine as far as how we approach a fire emergency, right? But we also need to allow them to have equipment, training, and not just training on how to approach a fire emergency, but there are other personnel that are needed in those times, you know, and they need to have training as well. And I don't think anybody is really fighting that idea that we need to be able to have that, you know, that support. So the referendum, I know from talking to people at doors, you know, it's really supported.
So in referendum are very tricky when you read them because they're written by attorneys and they're kind of convoluted. So if you want more fire personnel, you vote what? Yes, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes they word it the other way around and no means yes. So yes means yes in this part. Okay, the next thing that has to do with schools. Let's talk about that one.
Okay, well, I have a wonderful family of educators, so I'm always pro-education. And I understand that education, public school education, may not be the pathway for everyone. But what we're asking here, as a former teacher myself, is that everyone understand that we have to support our students that are in the public school system, because that is a system that is there for every child, you know, in our community. Not only that, but when these children are provided with the tools that they need now, they will be well prepared for whatever leadership position they seek in the future for their, they'll be career ready, they'll be life ready, et cetera. So we are asking for this referendum. The referendum for RUSD in the past was for our buildings and our structures and to reimagine what those spaces looked like for our children. Now we are proposing this referendum so that we're able to continue to service our students at the capacity that we're doing right now.
You know, and sometimes when I see kids, I watch these YouTube videos, kids getting in trouble. I don't mean like getting in trouble, like hanging out late at night. I mean getting in trouble in violence. They have those teenagers recently fired shots at that makeshift car show they had there and killed a couple of people. Their lives are over. Yeah. One of them is like 16, 15. His life is over. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison. He gave it up for being stupid, just for being stupid.
You know, mental health is a whole flex. That's just how I always say. Mental health is a whole flex. And that is something that we strive to approach in a holistic way in the public school space. And I think it's necessary. I would say that maybe we can, and studies will be done, you know, years from now about the effects and the long-term effects of COVID and the children, how they are coming out of that experience. But our children may be as frustrated as we are as adults, but they are not equipped with necessarily the tools on how to navigate through those emotions. And I think we're seeing that frustration play out in different areas. And it is tragic. And that is one of the reasons why we are asking for people to really consider what this referendum looks like, because those are the types of services that will not be available in our classrooms coming in the next year. Not just the larger classrooms, not just the smaller staff, but those kinds of other services that are available in our schools right now.
Ninth District, the election is April 1st. Grace Allen is running to be your alder in the Ninth District. Now, where is the Ninth District for people not familiar with it?
West Racine.
West Racine, Grayson yes. Cemetery, the whole works.
Yes.
They can't vote for you there, but.
No, but we have some wonderful businesses over there.
I know you do, yeah.
And yeah, we're a really a strong community there, and I'm excited. I already represent two of the schools for my district, Goodland and Frat.
Okay.
So I'm already working for our families and our children over there, and I just want to continue that work at the common council level so that we are now working for the entire city.
Grace Allen, thank you very much for coming and introducing yourself to our audience. It's always nice to meet new people. And Grace would like your vote on April 1st for the 9th Aldermanic District here in Racine. In full disclosure, we did offer your opponent a chance to come in, Paul Schwanke. He couldn't make it, but we did offer it to him, and that's, you know, he couldn't make it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry, it's raining and thundering out there.
Yes, I think I'm going to hide. No, thank you so very much.
You can hang out here all weekend till it stops. thank you, Grace.